Welcome back to another episode of Navigating Postpartum with me, Jeray Williams. And I am so grateful for each and every one of you. Thank you for tuning in and supporting. We are number 11 on the charts for the best postpartum podcast. I'm so grateful and I couldn't have done it without you guys. And I really appreciate it. All right, let's check in. I want to know, how's your heart? I know you're not able to tell me personally, but I want you to think about how are you feeling, what's going on with you, and just take a moment to find things that you're grateful for. Just ground yourself. I know that for me, I'm just truly grateful for you guys. I'm grateful for my family. They keep me going. They challenge me in so many different ways, and it's just, I'm always becoming a new woman with them, and I'm just grateful for God and Him blessing me to make an impact on you ladies. And yeah, let's get into it. So if you know, I'm still in postpartum, 4 months with my 2-year-old as well. And I've been getting better, y'all. It took me 4 months to really truly adjust. I know I go in now on podcasts, I'm working on being more consistent, truly consistent. I'm trying to get not back in my old groove, but get back into a new groove and really learn how I can balance this out. Because even I woke up earlier before the kids, but every time I tried to hit record, one of them were crying, trying to wake up. So this is my third try. So I'm gonna be honest with you guys, third try. And I had to ask my husband, I was like, can you please sit with them so I can record this? So I won't be too long, guys, because I know sooner or later the baby's gonna need to be fed. And the toddler is going to come find me. So so this is just realities of where I am right now. And I love it. I'm grateful. I know sometimes we see things as a challenge. But other times it's a blessing. And it's like, how is it shaping you? And I want to tell y'all, I hit a new milestone in parenting with a mom of 2. Okay? And I'm going to give you these 3 things. You can take it and implement it. Or you can listen to it and think about it. Or, you know, keep pushing and go with what sticks with you. But I'm going to really tell you what truly is helping me in this season. Because I'm very happy, y'all. I am being present. I am enjoying being a mom too. Some days it has challenges, but I love it. But yeah, so let's go with the first tip. The first one is have no expectations, but plan. Okay, so here's what I mean by that. When I say have no expectations, don't think everything's going to go well every time you leave the house or even when you're in the house. Like, our children are learning about their emotions. They can get tired and you just have to continue to be with them and let them do their thing sometimes. And for me, for what that looks like is, I know when I go somewhere or I'm in the house all day, I have no expectations of how it's going to go because you never know what's going to happen. Unexpected things happen. Children get tired. Toddlers have meltdowns, babies have crying fests, and sometimes you just don't want to go to sleep. But I've learned, instead of getting frustrated, continue to just plan. And when I say plan, just know, like, okay, if I have to go somewhere, I'm going to already think, like, what are the kids going to wear? I already know I have a diaper bag in the car with extra outfits, with diapers, wipes. I have blankets in the car. I have snacks in the car for my toddler. Like, these different things that I think about ahead of time are those things I can control. I can't control the outcome of what's going to happen during that journey, but it makes it more enjoyable. And just really plan out what activities. So for me, as a stay-at-home mom, every week I'm looking for different things to do, whether it's free, like going to story time, or going to arts and craft at a community center, or linking up with other moms, or playing at the park, or playing outdoors, going on a walk. We're just finding new things to do. Yes, every now and then we pay for things, like going to a fall festival so my son can experience what it is, like a corn maze and things like that. Or like, it's getting cold, so we won't be able to go outside as often, so we're looking for indoor activities. Like, those are the things that you can plan, okay? So even as a mom, if you are working, even on the weekends, try and plan out, you know, something you can do with the family just so you guys can have quality time, because I know it's tough. It's tough trying to make that happen at a time. But if you plan, it can happen. Just don't have expectations on how it's going to go so that when you do enjoy it, you can have fun with it. My second one is to look at your inner self. And the reason why I say that is because our kids model what we do. And you want to continue to develop yourself. and really want to be the best person that you can be. Because he's like, what do you want your kids to say about you when you're 80? And what do you want to see in yourself before you turn 80? Like, what kind of experiences do you have? What kind of woman do you want to be? Do you want to be a woman that's giving and loving and shows up for her family or creates wealth? Or do you want to just be a woman who's content where they are and just continue to live that day-to-day life? Like, there's so many options that you can do. And I really want you to map out and think about, what do you want to be? Who do you want to be? Like, real figure that out and start working backwards. So for me, that's me, excuse me, working on working out, having a healthy mind, reading books, volunteering, going to church, being present for my kids, making healthier meals. So for me, I went down. It was like it's kind of like an upward spiral, but I call it a downward spiral, because I went from learning how to cook things from scratch now to creating my own garden so that I can walk to my garden to soon be able to grab what I need in order to go to the kitchen and actually cook it. And it's an amazing feeling to cook things. We don't eat anything out of the cans. We are moving away from buying like condiments and stuff. We're just creating our own. I create my own milk. I create my own butter. It's such an amazing feeling. And y'all, it tastes so much better because we really don't have any food. We don't have food in the freezer because we eat organic food. And I go to the organic section most of the time to get the fruits and vegetables. But if you guys want to learn more about that, let me know about that journey. And it's implementable for anyone who just has a little bit of time during the week. And I can talk more about how I make that happen, even in the season of I barely have time to do different things, but I make time for that. But anyways, that's one other thing. Like, just think about, who do you want to become? How do you want to make an impact on your family? And just think about, even if you're married, how do you want your marriage to look down the line? Because that's important as well. And my last one is to work towards emotional constancy. And that is one of the biggest things that I struggle with. And now it's a year later, and I'm so much better. I'm still growing. I'm still working on it. But when I say emotional constancy, you have to work on your emotional level so that when your kids have moments and meltdowns, and when they, you know, sometimes they just talk back. And that's not really always a bad thing. It's just about how they do it. And I say it's a respect factor and how you say it. And you have to know how you're going to respond. Are you going to, you know, blow up or use old tactics that don't work? Or are you going to try the new tactics that are going to make it more productive so that you can raise your child in a way that is more, let's see, what a word am I looking for? Where it's in a path of, like, they are going to do great things. They are going to be able to express themselves, but be respectful about it. I know I've read a book about that, which helped me so much. I cannot think of it, the name of it right now. I think it's Raising Good Humans. I think that's the text. I'm going to look and I'll add that to the description as well. But it is such a great read to help, like, especially if you want to break generational curses of, like, telling your kids, like, you know, where you explode and it's like you're going off on them. It's just like, because I said so and things like that. Like, you want to be able to raise them to express themselves, but you also want to learn how to express yourself and have a good, cool, neutral tone with it. So that doesn't mean letting things slide. It means, like, you're calm when you are letting them know what's going on. And even if they're having a meltdown, you're able to be the calm one so that they can see that, hey, mom is calm. Everything's good. Now I need to calm down. It takes time, y'all. It's not easy. And I'm not telling you that it's going to happen overnight. Like, I'm still a year in learning how from reading that book, and I'm still working towards it. I still have the notes in my phone so that I can work towards it. Okay? And my husband is the same. We're both working towards it, but we hold each other accountable. But yeah, those are my three biggest tips of wise parenting that I can think of that I've learned the most in 4 months, and what's really helping me stay grounded. And y'all, I'm so much more present in this postpartum. I'm happier. It's just a blessing all in all. And to really be be there for the moments and be able to take pictures and record. It's so beautiful, y'all. I really appreciate you guys tuning in. I know that I have two people waiting on me. But let me know what you thought about this podcast. What do you want to know next? Feel free to subscribe to my YouTube channel, Jeray.Williams. I'm going to work towards putting content up on there because I'm no longer on TikTok or Instagram. I'm taking a break from social media so I can be more present and just really refocus on who I am as a mom, a woman, a wife. Just rediscover myself without the need of looking at other people's stuff right now. And yeah, that's just me being honest. I'm just working on a new journey and maybe I will be back on there in due time. But right now, I'm just off of it. But you can subscribe to my email list. The link will be in the description so that you can join our email to get you a new mommy self checklist and to get emails from me. You never know what you're going to get. But yes, so until next time, I love you guys so much. Thank you for the support and I hope you guys have an amazing day. And like Auntie Tab say, if you can't have a great one, don't go messing up someone else's. Love you.